My brethren, we are taking another step to the Christmas. Yeah. With this second Sunday, yeah, I come closer to the celebration, to the feast of Christmas. Yeah. So, you know, the thing we used to do, and mostly the purpose of the season Advent is about meditation and preparations. Meditations upon the incarnation of Christ to realize how God has loved us. And so St. John says that God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him may have life eternal. So meditation upon the incarnation of Christ is the thing we are recommended and encouraged to do in this season. More time for meditation, spiritual reading. That's a thing we should do. To practice detachment. Detachment from the world, from things of the world. Because usually we are so concerned or occupied most of the time with things of the world. And especially this time, the mass media, social media, and all the smartphones, all kinds. So it takes a lot of time of us, and no time for anything other things. And the people, they are talking a kind of addiction. Not addiction to the drug, but addiction to internet, to smartphone and screen all the time. So this is a good time to practice the detachment from those things. More time for meditation. And meditation and reading books, spiritual reading, is very, very good means to obtain peace for our soul, relax. One of the things, that's my habit, but one of the things, I always leave my phone on the table. I don't have the phone with me during the day if I stay home in the rectory. Only have the phone when I go out on the road. I have phone with me. But at home, I don't keep the phone with me, so I used to miss a call and message from the people. So be mindful of that. If you call Father Pham, he's not having the phone with him. Only on the road. So that a thing, that my habit, isn't it? But I think that is good. So this season, practice detachment, so that more time for meditation and reading about the incarnation of Christ. And the other thing, meditations. Preparation. Preparation is very important. And even God has to do preparation. The Blessed Virgin Mary had to do preparation. And so do we had to do preparation also. Prepare for the incarnation of the Son of God. God has to do both the remote, the far and near preparation. The far preparation, God prepared from the beginning of the creation of the world. Right after the fall of our first parent, Adam and Eve, God promised God will send a woman who saw cross the head of the serpents. Yeah. And also God sent the prophets, yeah, the prophets, yeah, keeps it, yeah, keeps teaching and talking and professing to talk about the coming of a Savior. Yeah. And especially in this Advent, we also hear about the prophet Isaiah. Yeah. He prophesied that there would be a virgin, yeah, who shall bear the son with the name of, and name him Emmanuel. And God is with us here. That's the far preparation God had to do. About the near and proximate preparation, when the time has come, God created Mary to be a worthy and fitting habitation for the Son of God. Yeah. So today, this is the Feast of Immaculate Conception. Yeah. To prepare for the Incarnation, God created Mary and kept her from the first moment of her conception free from every stain of original sin. Yeah. And not only original sin, but the whole of her life, there's no personal sins. So you see, God had to do the preparation, both far and near preparation. And also, our Blessed Mother also did the preparation, both far and near. Far preparation, our Blessed Mother is a very young age, maybe at the age of 3 or 4, something. She was presented in the temple. Yeah. And in the temple, Mary consecrated herself unreservedly to the service of God. Yeah. And most of the time of her life in the temple, yeah. And from there in the temple, she received anointing from the angels, yeah, to be the bearers of Jesus Christ, to be the mothers of the Son of God, yeah. So our Blessed Mother, this year, like both the far and near preparation for the incarnation of the Son of God. Yeah. So for us, yeah, we should do preparation. Yeah. But our preparation mostly for the second coming of Christ. Yeah. Because most of us, all of us here already have known and believe in Jesus Christ. Yeah. So our preparation now is not only for the celebration of Christmas, yeah, but for second coming of Christ. Yeah. But the thing here, the second coming of Christ, yeah, Jesus did not let us know the hour and the time and the hour. We don't know when. Yeah. And the only thing Jesus taught us, he said, be ready and get prepared. Yeah. So this is very, some people say, it's better why Jesus did not let us know the hours. Yeah. It would be better for us to know the hours so that we can prepare ourselves better. Yeah. But actually, to me, I think it's better that I don't know the hours, because knowing the hours, I may prepare, but the other thing is something like a scary. If I know Jesus or I will leave the world tomorrow, it would be happy to have a time to prepare, but also it's like scary. because as a human being, we have a natural tendency to resist to resist the coming of Christ. Yeah. We want to stay here. We don't want to leave this womb. Yeah. Even we know we have heaven, going to heaven. God's awaiting us in heaven. Yeah. But we want to stay here. So for this, I remember like when I was in my diocese in Vatican II, about more than 20 years ago, I visited a very old priest on a group of us seminarians. We visited an old priest in and to see him in deathbed. And he said, thank you for coming to visit me. And one of the seminarians asked, Father, are you ready to leave the womb? And he says, yes, I'm ready to leave. Thanks be to God. After many years of his service and receive all the last rites and sacraments, I'm ready to go. But the next day, another seminarian came to see him. He said, oh, thanks be to God. Keep praying for me. It was so scary. I thought I would die last night. That's the thing. He said, I'm ready to go, but thanks be to God, I'm still alive. I almost died last night. So the thing is, that reality, we don't know. It's better for us to don't know the hour than we should live in the hour of death. So be happy and be ready for that. That's the thing we should do. And for ready, because we don't know the hour and the time, we will leave the world and Jesus will come and we will see Jesus personally. And also preparation, how to make ourselves ready. So again, we already know, to maintain the state of grace, to maintain the state of grace, from mortal sin, free from mortal sin. And also to take time to deepen and to develop, to nurture the relationship with Jesus Christ and with God. That we may know Jesus Christ, know God more deeply, to love Jesus more dearly. And the means for us to develop the relationship with Christ by maintaining a personal prayer, and especially by encountering, by meeting Jesus in the sacraments, especially the Blessed Sacrament, when we receive Jesus Christ spiritually into our soul. So by meeting and encountering Jesus, we can know Jesus more deeply and love him more dearly. So that's the method John the Baptist taught his disciple. John the Baptist not only preach and talk with his disciple about Jesus, but he sent them to Jesus and to ask him. So in today's gospel, the two disciples come to Jesus and ask him to encounter Jesus. So that is the very practical way we know Jesus Christ, not only by our mind, but by our hearts. Have a personal encountering, encounters with Jesus. To know Jesus by our hearts, to experience Jesus' presence in our life. That's very important. But if having only the knowledge of Jesus, it's not the best to have a personal encounter with Jesus. So again, this we should preparation and meditation, the thing we are encouraged to do more in this time and to prepare ourselves the best we can to meet and to see and to receive Jesus spiritually into our soul. through and by means of the sacraments, especially the sacrament of penance and Holy Communion. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.